Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
And rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've been saying all week about the Falcons. That's how you play defense, baby. Well, not so much for the Dolphs.
No.
Because when you surrender 41 points, Kirby and company are looking in the mirror and they're going, wait a minute, we got to fix some things. You give up almost 500 yards, you go, we got to fix some things. You know who knows all about this? Connor Riley. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
All right, Connor, who's to blame? Who do you point the finger at for the defensive lapses that we saw in the Tennessee game? Look, and it was an incredible game. Mike and I have spoke about it for 2 days now about how joyful it was to watch Georgia pull that out and find a way to get it done and the resiliency of that team. But who do we point the finger to defensively and say, that can't happen again?
If I had to pick someone, I would say it's the defensive backfield. But this is the risk that Georgia takes when they play Tennessee and they are so willing to leave their guys in one-on-one coverage. In the past, literally every time, Georgia's dared Tennessee to do this to them, and they just haven't been able to. Credit to Joey Aguilar, credit to Chris Braswell, credit to Josh Heupel for pulling it off on Saturday. They figured it out. They were able to make those connections. And it wasn't just one defensive back. It was everyone. And I think, you know, Tennessee deserves a ton of credit. I was really impressed with how they played. I'll admit, hand up, I had this game pegged dead wrong. I thought it'd be a low-scoring affair. I think a lot of other people did. Tennessee's offense came out there and made plays that Nico Iamaleava never made a season ago. I think his right. longest pass of the game was 17 yards. So for them to come out there and play that well, Georgia knows they have to play better. They have to fix things in the secondary. I asked Kirby Smart today about playing balls in the air. You know, how do you get better at that? Some of it is instinct. Some of it is drills that they work on. If they do that again, though, against, say, an Alabama that has equally good wide receiver play, they're going to have a lot of problems in 2 weeks.
I know pass rush, we talk about complimentary football, and you said it, the scheme is guys are on an island, and Kirby was a defensive back, but yeah, that one seems a little bit meh, because one thing about Alabama, I mean, I don't know what they were doing with Ryan Williams in the Florida State game. That's a them problem. For those who don't remember, the super freshman burned Georgia in the game in Tuscaloosa. Jeremy Bernard actually has more receiving yards than he does at wide receiver, but you got to figure Alabama, I know we're not fearing them because of what happened in Tallahassee, but does that game give you pause because of what they can do in the throwing game?
I think it has to. Ty Simpson has gotten better since that game against Florida State. And look, Alabama's offense is very different than what Tennessee plays. Tennessee, in a way, is a little bit like Georgia Tech used to be in the sense that their offense is so unique, it's difficult to prepare for. Georgia's not going to see someone do something like Tennessee for the rest of the season. But I'll remind you guys, last year, first four drives of that game, Alabama went touchdown, 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 touchdown. Last week against Tennessee, the first three drives of that game went touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. The Georgia defense, I know we made so much this offseason about the Georgia offense not necessarily starting fast. last year against Alabama, last week against Tennessee, Georgia's defense just did not come out ready to play. And so I think they've got to do a better job of, yes, playing the balls in the air, but also doing a better job of generating a pass rush. To this point in time, only three guys on this team had sacks: Chris Cole, Raylan Wilson, and C.J. Allen. All of those guys are off-ball linebackers. Now, Chris Cole comes off the edge as sort of a situational guy, a guy they move around sort of like the Jalen Walker role. But some of these defensive linemen, I think, could do a better job of bringing pressure and making life more difficult.
All right, Connor. Boy, Gunner was impressive, wasn't he? I mean, in the moment when you needed it the most, he stepped his game up. Everybody's talking about the throw on fourth down, which rightfully so deserves all the credit in the world. What's this do for Gunner Stockton, for more importantly, for his team and the belief in Gunner Stockton?
Yeah, on Gunner, you know, I've been covering Georgia consistently since about 2014. I don't know that there's been a better throw made by a Georgia quarterback over that span than what Gunner did on Saturday. Maybe the throw that Stetson made to A.D. Mitchell in the national championship game, but that was on a free play, so there was very little risk and downside in that. This was on the road, hostile environment, fourth and six, gotta have it moment. And that's as good as a pass as you'll see this season in college football. I think the biggest thing moving forward, what this does, it forces opposing teams that just have to play Georgia different. They're going to have to give wide receivers cushions now. They're going to have to back off the line of scrimmage, because from the jump on Saturday, Georgia was able to show that, hey, we have guys that can beat you in a variety of ways. First play of the game, 45 yards down the field to Colby Young, big catch, big play. Fourth down earlier in that game, Zach Branch takes a simple screen pass. Great perimeter blocking by Lawson Lucky and Dylan Bell. That opens up and turns into a 36-yard touchdown. They have the ability now to throw the ball deep, and it's such a 180 from what this conversation was a week ago. Well, Gunner, we were asking, was he going to be able to go out there and make the plays? Was he going to be able to go out there and do that? 300-yard, two touchdowns through the air, another one with his legs. And the thing is, like, he's got room to get better. He left throws out there where I think the big thing now with him, when he's moving and is evading pressure, he's got to do a better job of keeping his eyes downfield, because there are guys trailing and pushing, and you can get more yards than necessarily just what he does with his legs. So as great as he was, he also knows he's got room to continue to grow and get better. And with more reps, I think he's going to.
Connor Riley with us, guys. K. Connor Riley on Twitter from Dog Nation. His article's dropping every minute, practically. Yeah, we're talking about, you know, what's the biggest beef? Well, they didn't get into the tight ends. That's a good problem to have if you're Georgia. And even then, you know, Oscar Delp had a big 18-yard catch, and Lucky had a couple of throws. But, yeah, the thing, and you just touched on it. Kirby mentioned it. We played the soundbite earlier about, and that's something, by the way, Connor, for the first time, I think, since we've known each other, I'm not complaining about Mike Bobo. But Bobo's going to have to work with him just to stay in the pocket. That's about it.
Yeah, and that's something, again, I think as Gunner, as he sees more reps, as he plays more games, again, that was his fourth career start, and two of them have come against playoff competition. I absolutely believe Tennessee is a team that can be a factor in the college football playoff this year. There are things, he's going to start seeing more things. I think he's going to settle down a little bit more in the pocket, and that's the thing that makes this relationship with Bobo and Stockton so unique. They've known each other for such a long time. Bobo's known Stockton intimately. Yes, his father worked with Stockton when he was younger, but even during the recruiting process, Stockton was committed to play for Mike Bobo when Bobo was the OC at South Carolina back in 2020. I know that feels forever ago now. There's been a plan to get these guys involved in working together, and I think Bobo understands how to get the absolute most out of Gunner Stockton. You saw that on Saturday. It was a brilliantly called game by Mike Bobo. It's something I'm glad you pointed out and praised it for, because he catches a lot of flack, sometimes understandably so. I thought he was perfect on Saturday.
Me too.
What do you work on now with a little time off before you take on Alabama? And what concerns you? Like, obviously there are things that Kirby's going to be like, we were not perfect, but you said it. And it's funny you brought this up the segment after we just discussed this, because our producer was asking us, is there anybody else going to pose a problem like Tennessee offensively in this SEC? And I said, no. So what are you working on now as you get ready for Bama?
Yeah, I think the two things are the right side of the offensive line, specifically that right tackle spot. It was a big problem in the fourth corner. Michael Weaney just kind of got pushed around on that drive where Stockton got strip sacked. And then they insert Bo Hewley, and Hewley, who was the third option on Saturday, I thought really played well given the circumstances. Ernest Green is not healthy. Sounds like a back injury that is just lingering with him. You know, you never used to not have a bad back, and so I think this is just something he's going to be dealing with moving forward. Juan Gaston was not 100% on Saturday. He gutted it out. It is going to play more, and I'll be interested in seeing if Georgia uses him at right tackle. Yes, there's concern about having a true freshman at right guard in Dontrell Glover. and a true freshman at Wong Gaston. But at this point in time, it looks like those are two of Georgia's five most talented offensive linemen, and you just got to play those guys. Defensively, the guy that I'm most interested in is Ellis Robinson. This is a guy, five-star cornerback, has heard forever that he is, you know, the next coming of Darrell Revis, the next coming of Deion Sanders, a great cover corner. He was not that on Saturday. He had a tough day. Not all of it was his fault. He got left alone on an island a couple times when he should have, but he should have had a few more plays and left a few more plays out there. Facing some real adversity, and I'm very interested in how he responds from this because, yes, you know, they're going to still rotate between him and Daniel Harris. Harris obviously gave up a big play as well. They're going to need Ellis Robinson, and they're going to need Ellis Robinson against Ryan Williams in particular. We all remember what happened last year in that game. I don't know how many times I've seen that touchdown, but every single time, and it's a great play by Williams. I take nothing away from him. What Julian Humphrey did on that play gets worse every single time I watch it, so much, especially when he just runs into K.J. Bolden. I don't know how many times Georgia's seen that. That has to drive them up a wall because that was the difference in the game last year, and that's something that Ryan Williams is capable of doing again, and Georgia's going to have to do a better job defending against it.
So, man, Connor Riley, guys, as we said, I got a week off. Alabama has a week off. By the way, Dabo, we're going to play a soundbite coming up a little bit later in the show in Guy Talk where he just has a major meltdown. If things get funky at Clemson, I mean, could you ever envision Dabo leaving? Because obviously Georgia's played them so often the last 15 years.
You know, the way before today, I would have said no. I think he's a Clemson lifer. Yeah, I think he's earned that with winning two national titles there, with keeping them in the ACC year in, year out. He's got to obviously do some things to help get them back to where they were. But after today, I don't know. I think he could go elsewhere and like, you know, you say, sure, who would hire him? North Carolina hired Bill Belichick.
Right.
And Dabo Sweeney, I think, is a significantly better college coach than Bill Belichick is. And I'm sure there was some program out there that would love to win the press release and say, hey, we've hired a two-time winning national championship coach with something to prove in Dabo Sweeney. So I'm very interested in seeing what these next couple weeks, what these next couple steps for Clemson look like, because right now, I don't know if there's been a team in college football that has been more disappointing through the first 3 weeks of the season than Sweeney's Tigers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should, too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Stay there. You're going to hear Dabo today and what Mike's talking about. As always, Connor, tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter, at K Connor Riley. I know it's an off week, but we still got a ton of stuff from that classic on Saturday. And Georgia's got another big one the next week against Alabama.
No doubt about it. Connor, take care, man. Appreciate you.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.